It is March 25th, 2024. It is 8:40 a.m. So, Monday. I'm actually using my my studio equipment to do this log. It's kind of funny though, this morning I was taking Marco walking at the hallway, and I realized a couple of things that I've been trying to leave or do a career change for the past 15 years now. Career change in a way that I want to go back to my trained field rather than accidentally moving to another field, another section of the field that I'm actually working in. I can actually hear Marco. Hold on, let me just get him. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. So I've been... Okay, let me start over again. I am currently in the integration and engineering and design side of audiovisual for commercial projects. Okay, everything from hospitals to meeting rooms to like entertainment complex. That's what I do currently. I was actually trained as a audio engineer. So doing recording, sound production, in live and studio area. And I accidentally got into the integration, design, and engineering side of it by accident, because someone asked me, "Hey, we need someone to take over the venue." And I got there. Next thing you know, the company I was working for lost our contract in the venue, so I ended up moving to the consulting side. That's how I got into it. And I've been trying to find a way to get back to the world of just production work. And it's been a very long process. I realized that my skill set, the world of production, audio production, has changed so much compared to since I was doing it. And so I've been trying to move back to it and retraining myself and all that good stuff. And I've done a couple of attempts to leave the integration side and move in back to the studio. And it was just so competitive and it's so different than when I left it, so it's harder for me to go back into it. But I ended up doing a lot more podcast work. So like I mentioned before, many logs ago, that I co-host a podcast and moving, doing that work, and also have my own podcast outside this log about camping, and it's all strictly an audio world. So it was really nice, and because I have equipment that I used for a while now, from analog to digital equipment, and it's just nice to do something in it again. And I'm actually considered moving into just freelance audio recording for podcasts for studio for production studio companies that does podcast work, especially for remote. I'm looking at doing that soon, because it's just nice to do something that's that kind of it's just nice to go back to that world again, because I have so much fun doing it. Unfortunately, just my career path changed significantly since I was there. So it was just nice to do things that I was actually trained to do rather than not trained to do. But don't get me wrong, doing integration for commercial and entertainment was amazing. It's so much fun doing it. I learned a lot of things. I learned a lot of skills that I will never get to learn if I stick in the audio production side, right? So that's why I'm kind of getting into going back into it again. The last time I went to a studio was, oh my goodness, about 20 years ago. That gives you an idea how old I am now. So, it's been a while for me working in the studio world. But in the live side, it's only been like 10 years. So it's been a big jump from touring all the way to back into desk work, right? Yeah, so I'm trying to sort that out right now. I'm trying to figure out how to do this most efficiently most profitable. That's what, it comes to that all the time. So if it's a, it has to be profitable. It has to be, it has to make sense. I don't want to get into a field that I am be struggling to get paid. Right, I've done that before in my 20s, and I don't want to do that ever again. So that's why I'm trying to figure out how to do this properly without breaking the bank. Right, so that's why I'm looking at a potential career change that actually more beneficial for me and fun. Right, if I can do this freelance work for now, like independently, until I can fully move into it, that's even ideal situation. Rather than just jump into it, leave my work, and hope for the best. Yeah, but the good news is I'm actually a registered company as a LLC, so I have all the mechanism to as an independent company, so I don't have to worry about starting fresh again. I just have to change my. I just have to re-register the type of industry, so it's not a big deal in my end that I have to change that. But it's been a struggle for me to do a career change or reset my career. Because again, I'm in a comfortable point now in my life that I want to spend more time with family, friends, and not worry about working long hours, right? But if I ending up going into the sector that I want to go into, that will be, it's literally 9 to 5. I'm not doing things outside work schedule. So it's not like your typical 9 to 5, 5 days a week schedule, Monday to Friday. So it will work out very well, and the wifey knows that I've been itching to do a career change or reset my career and do something different, right? And to be honest with you, I kind of miss it. I miss it a lot. The other perspective as well too, when my mom passed away, I kind of like sat there in her bedside while she was in the hospital, and I start thinking about what have I done with my life? What have I done in the past that can say, hey, I've done this. Hey, I've been doing this and I'm changing this. Hey, what would they say in my eulogy? Oh, my accomplishment. Like those kind of things. I've been contemplating that since my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And it's not like a it's almost like an epiphany of like trying to figure out what have I done in my life, but more like of what have I done to deserve what I've been doing. I'm not sure if I'm making sense here, but so that's why I started rethinking about, okay, I've been trying to change my career, and now I think I should start looking at it hard, like looking at it intensively. It's like, hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to go back to. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life, right? I've done the lead role in a corporate company before. I've been a manager. I've been an Oompa Loompa. I've done everything from entry level all the way to managerial position. And to be honest with you, manager is great. Pay is great. But I realized that I was so stressed that I just don't want to be there anymore. And for me, doing a reset will help in my mental, my stress level and my mental state. Right, the goal now for me is just to be happy, to be happy where I am. Wake up in the morning, it's like, this is what I'm gonna do, and I'm proud of what I'm doing. Now it's like, I'm proud of what I'm doing, but at the same time, I just don't want to be here anymore. Right. Don't get me wrong, the company I work for right now is amazing. They're such great people. But just physically and mentally, I just want a reset. Right? Make sense? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where this is going to lead me. We'll see what's going to happen next. But, yeah. It is 1:51 p.m. So I just got back from a meeting. I had to go out for a meeting majority of my morning. But on my way home, I ended up stopping by at my local music shop to get some cables and look around to see what's out there, if there's anything on sale. So I noticed a couple of things that my local music store is a bigger chain across Canada. And if you're from Canada, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The one beside my place or near my place is very limited. They're more instrument centric shop compared to other shops that they have. And I was looking around at I was looking for a longer cable because right now I'm using a short quarter inch cable, like a patch cable. I was looking for something longer because right now, if I connect all my studio, my portable podcasting equipment I'm testing right now, the cable is so short that everything is bunched up together. So I'm not very happy with that. So I was looking for something about a 2 feet, 3 feet, quarter inch cable, preferably with a 90 degree in one end of it. Unfortunately, the only thing I can find is a 6 foot cable. It's a 6 foot? An 8 foot cable. And I was questioning the quality of it. So far, it's pretty good. It's not like the most high-end cable you can find out there, but for a short cable run, it's good enough for the application I'm using for. And yeah, and my goodness, cables are expensive. I forgot how expensive they are because typically I'm getting my cables from Amazon, especially if it's like a I'm getting it from a reputable manufacturer that sells in Amazon because I can get the length that I need exactly. If I want to buy it from a brick and mortar store, I have to drive about an hour and a half to a shop at the other side of the city that sells professional pro level equipment, including cables, but it's I have to drive up there. I can get it delivered, but the only problem is there is a minimum requirement for there's a minimum order that you have to fulfill to get free shipping. If it's not a free shipping, it's going to cost you about $25 to $50 just to ship it across the city to me. So it's not very economical for me to drive up there to get a cable. I only literally just need two cables here to make this work. So I'm a little disappointed with the selection of cables, but the cables that I got from Link Audio Solution, I don't even know who this guy's from. It's their Platinum Series cable. So far, it works. It works for what I'm planning to use it for. So, again, it's longer than what I need, shorter than what I have right now. So, too bad I can't find anything in between. I can wait, but I am testing this current setup I have right now with my co-host, hopefully this weekend, to do an episode. And okay, I'm just gonna go through this setup here. If you are interested, if you're not, thank you for joining, thank you for listening. But if you are interested, I currently both my co-host and I using an RA320 microphone. It's a dynamic microphone, broadcast microphone, and the goal is to go through the workflow. The signal flow goes into a tube mic preamp with a compressor from ART. Then after that, it goes into my recorder H5. I've used this setup before, my previous podcasting setup, and remember when I had issues with the ART? This tube what I have right now works perfectly, so I have no issues with it. So this is why I'm very happy with the setup. I just need the cables. As soon as this setup is done, we can actually record on site pretty easily. my co-host, we have a mandate that if you're going to be part of this podcast, you are responsible to get the same mic as I am, and the cables. So the only thing I'm providing is just my cables and the recording stuff. And he handles all the editing portion of it. So it's a good setup. If you decide to bring in our co-host or guests coming in that's consistently coming in, then we're required for that person to have to invest their own microphones and all that stuff. It lowered down the operation cost of this podcast and gives the other co-hosts provide financial contribution via buying the equipment to this venture. Also, because we do a lot of remote recording, so that person have to invest interface as well too, if they want to join in remote. If we're doing remote, because we're planning to do at least every 2 to 3 weeks to do everything remote, like in person. The other use of this setup I'm using right now is for future podcasts I'm working on, potentially future podcasts and my other podcasts as well too. The goal is to start doing more interviews with Camping with Lenny, again to provide a little bit more variety in that podcast. But right now, Camping with Lenny is slightly in hiatus right now because of my mom passing away. I do need to stay in town a little bit more than last year, so that's why this is going to change. This is why this is very important. I have to get this thing up and running, so when I do a recording in person, it's easy for me to grab my podcast bag and go, right? The other setup that I have as well too that I'm putting together right now is actually using my Rodecaster Pro. That's actually a very important going forward as well too, because I can do 4 channels with that one with no problems. Good thing about that one, I can actually do mix minus within the recording. So I'm doing four person recording plus remote guests. This is perfect. If I'm just doing remote cast and my co-host is in the other side of the city or other side of the world, he can join through Zoom, for example. So we use Zoom as a reference. But I'll go through all that if you guys want me to go through that. Oh, speaking of going through things, I still owe you guys my love letter to my cameras. So I'll tell you guys all about that tomorrow's vlog. I think that'll be a lot easier to manage. Right now I'm just excited and I'm actually using my studio again. My portable podcasting setup, because I really love the setup. I love the sound of this thing. Based on my issue that I had a few days ago regarding RF interference on my recorder, my Tascam, it was just so frustrating. That was the day that I decided I'm just gonna leave my H5 at home, my Zoom H5, my other recorder, my bigger recorder, because I want to save and wait. But I wish I didn't, because it took me 3 tries to record that log and it was just so frustrating. But I think this is a good setup. It is scalable, so if I decided to just do two preamp plus a recorder, I can get a 4-channel recorder pretty easily, so it's cheaper that too in that solution as well. So yeah, tomorrow I'm heading back out. I'm gonna look at my goal tomorrow at lunchtime is to research Pelican cases and Nanook cases, hard cases. Nanook is actually based in Canada, Pelican's based on US, and to see if I can actually physically fit a Rode Procaster 2 on those cases. If it does, then that'll be my next thing I have to get, because currently I'm just using a camera backpack to carry all my gear. If I end up carrying the Procaster, I have to figure out how to carry that. So again, it's just one of those things that I just want that an additional options for me to lug my gear as well too. Like I said earlier, I'm looking at to reset my career and in the entertainment and entertainment/recording area industry. So if I'm going to concentrate on podcasts, I want to have something that's easy to grab, go on site, record, upload it to whoever, whatever uploading platform that the studio wants, the productions wants, and I'm good to go. So that's what I'm looking for to make it up and running. Regarding the mics I'm planning to use for those instances, I do have two SM58 that I can use to use for this kind of situation. So it's going to be interesting. I do have everything ready to go. I just need to put everything together. I think the key is just to put everything together. It is 3:30 p.m. So I was thinking more about the overall this restart of my career thing, and I realized that if I do restart my career, stay in the same industry but restart my career to a different part of the industry, it's going to be an uphill battle, in my opinion. Because there's going to be a lot more competition, because I'm literally coming in as like seasoned newcomer. It's like you work in an industry, doesn't matter what industry it, in the same town, and after that you uproot yourself and move to another town and you have to start over again and getting to know the local industry or the local contacts again. So that's what I have to do. That's what I have to put myself in that mindset, that if I'm going back into this industry, I have to re-network, like resource again, all that good stuff. So resourcing and all that good stuff is not a big deal, but it is a pretty big deal if you're going into it a very fresh, right? And I do have to keep an open mind going into it. I know I'm not going to get the top-of-the-line jobs or top-of-the-line gigs. I have to start from somewhere, right? So if I do that, then that's just going to be, I feel like it's going to be like back in the my early 20s, that when I start in this industry, that I have to market myself, go to the shows, go to talk to people. Back then, it's before LinkedIn, before Facebook. So I have to do it the old-fashioned way of like talking to people, getting to know them, trying to get some sense of getting into the community itself. I think that's the best way to describe it. Getting into the community, have a conversation with them, and actually just network, right? The good news is I know I already done the preliminary research when I'm playing with the idea of restarting my career in the production side. So I know where to start. Because the way I'm marketing myself is I'm your local guy for the Toronto greater area. So if you're a podcasting studio in let's say in Ottawa or in Vancouver, you need guys to record your clients' podcasts in the GTA, I'll be your guy. So I think that's the best way to approach this. I'm also going to be looking for other projects that I can work in the city, acting as the engineer instead of producing it, because I'm already in the middle of producing two shows, so it's kind of hard for me to produce another show for another client. So I do have to play the time allowed to doing this venture, right? So I just have to look at that way. I think if I do that, it'll be easier for me to move forward and trying to get jobs like that. So yeah, I've been thinking about that for the past few hours, and it's a new change. It's not a stretch, but it's a change of what I'm doing. I think that's the best way to describe it. It's not about changing careers to a brand new one, but it's more like reinventing my current career to suit my needs when I started in this industry. That's why I'm calling it as a restart, not a career change. Because if I decide to go career change, I'll be leaving the industry itself. But I really don't want to. Despite the amount of me complaining with friends and family about my career, but I do enjoy this career. I do enjoy this job, this industry, because to be honest with you, it's so much more fun than anything else. Because frankly, when I was growing up, especially in high school, when they're telling us what you want to do when you grow up. And the first thing I told myself is, the first thing I told people that I want to be in an industry that I don't have to wear a suit. That was the biggest thing. I want to go to an industry that I show up in shorts and flip-flops and a t-shirt. That would be my ideal career path because of that. It does limit everything, but it's kind of funny though, because my nieces and nephew ask me, how did I choose my career? I told them that I choose my career based on what I'm supposed to be wearing throughout the day, right? So, caught them off guard a bit, but they understand that their uncle does not like wearing suits. So, it's kind of funny though, because my nephew is doing his first communion next weekend, and he made a point that he wants everyone to wear adult clothes, no jeans, no sweatpants, no hoodies, all that good stuff. So my reply back is, what happened for wearing my best hoodie, my fashionable best hoodie? And he said, no, you have to wear adult clothes. And as soon as he said that, he's like, my brother is like, hey, I need to record this and send it to your wife. So so that was pretty funny. It's been an ongoing thing that the older nephew always wears something more comfortable, because we both believe that the clothes does not make you. You make the clothes, I feel to it. You might as well be comfortable instead of not comfortable, right? So when that happened, the first thing they do is like, okay, dress codes. So I think it's going to be an ongoing thing now that someone will be posting a dress code every time we do a family event or something, just to despise us. I'm saying that I do choose my career based on what I wear during the day. For me, wearing a suit is like, I've never been very comfortable wearing a suit. Never been. The best suit I ever had was my wedding day. Even my brother said that, do you have a black suit for occasions like whatever? It's like, no, I don't. I really don't. Every time I go to a wedding or any special event, I do wear, I do buy a new suit. I don't buy that most high-end suit. I get whatever off the rack, to be honest with you, because I just don't wear suits. Like, I wear a suit once every couple of years, so it's not worth it for me to buy a suit. So, but anywho, I digress. But it's for me to look at a scenario of me restarting it and just sticking in one type of area. I think it'll be good for me, because it will be good for my restart and grow from there. Because I don't expect to have, again, like mentioned, high end clients at the beginning. It's going to be a lot of bargaining and those kind of things for the next few months, while I'm getting sort of everything sorted out. So that's going to be it. It's kind of funny though, because I am using a Zoom H5 as a recorder. It's a 24-bit, it's not a 32-bit recorder. It's only two channels in, but I'm actually looking at replacing this going forward, just to give a little bit more modernize the recording aspect. Like, for me, I like the audio. I like the analog side, especially if, like, what I'm using right now, it's a two compressor. But going into recorder, it's nice to have that little bit of recorder that actually has a little bit more powerful to it, a little bit more modern, a little bit more easy to work on file wise. So that's probably gonna be my next one. But for sure, tomorrow my goal is to look at hard cases, because right now everything's being transported to a backpack, to one of my camera bags. So it's kind of hard for me to walk around with a backpack I'd rather wheel everything, especially the weight. The weight does get heavy. The other one as well, too, that that I was looking at is if I'm going to be using a laptop going forward as well as a backup recorder. To be honest with you, if I'm doing something like, for example, working for a studio recording a podcast in downtown Toronto, I literally just wheel my stuff in, record it, and send the file, the raw files back to the studio anyway, so the production team, so they can finish it off. But my goal is just provide them the cleanest, the most accurate sound as possible. So I prefer going this route rather than editing in my end and send it over. If they want me to edit it as part of the job, then I'll do that. But I prefer giving them the raw file and they can figure out themselves how they're going to be manipulating it, because I don't want to provide an edited version. The next year, it's not exactly what they're looking for. But I do want to compress the sound before it goes to the recorder. So it just gives a little bit more level audio going into the system, going to the recorder. Again, just give a little bit more warmth to the sound, and that's why I'm using a tube rather than going straight into the mic and using the digital converter to do the work. So, but yeah, so I'm going very technical in this log, but I do apologize. Yeah, I'm just a little excited that I'm actually back in my studio, or back to my office and my home office, and doing this kind of work, just recording, because I've been recording my audio log for the past 4 weeks in my handheld, like the hospital, my spare bedroom in my parents' place, anywhere I can record. And even in the hospital, I was recording it in the hallway in the middle of the night. So it was just a little weird recording it that way, but it's just nice to be back at the back to my office and recording this and testing the equipment again, because when I was putting this the system together, it's just before we rushed my mom to the hospital. So I put everything on pause for the past 3 weeks, and this is the first time I actually set it up and working on it. So it's just nice to do this and testing things. Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm going to do another entry before I go to bed, but we'll see.